de umas coisas que eu nem posso acreditar. Doce é sonhar, é pensar que você
got the heart. Okay. Hey guys, this is Kim and
Constantine. Sorry.
And you are listening to Moon Music on 91.5 FM WMFO, Never Trust Me From Radio. Woo. So Constantine had a stellar idea last week, I think, that was to split up, basically. And one of us creates the full set for a show, and then the next week the other one creates the full set for the show. So this week, I'm starting it off. I worked really hard on this set this week. I think it's very, it shows a lot of like some of my favorite artists, my favorite songs, and a lot of my different musical, I almost didn't put on repeat.
That's happened before.
I know. Like just all my favorite musical things and genres, everything I'm interested in. So I'm really excited. I worked for hours on this, and I have like little sections, like everything is like kind of divided into certain things. Yeah, you can whatever. So anyways, I started off with, this is in Portuguese, Este Sol Olhar by Nara Leão. Ooh. And she's one of my favorite like Brazilian artists. As you all know, I said this last week, I'm doing my music final on Bossa Nova, so I'm really getting into the Brazilian music. But I love her, and I love that song. It's a good song to start off with. And then next, so this is the first like little theme, like this is the first thing I have. Love is a Losing Game by Amy Winehouse.
That's a good one.
Absolutely love that song. I love Amy Winehouse so much, so I had to include that. And then I have A Certain Sadness by Astrid Gilberto. That's another Brazilian artist, but English song, and that song is so good. And then I'm transitioning to a different vibe.
Wait, what if we like played the songs so I could get like a
okay. I won't say. But then after that, I'll actually let it just go through until I'll let it go through until after, like, I'll let it go through a few. Okay, I have a plan. I'm just not gonna tell you guys.
Okay, awesome.
but I have like little transitional songs, which I think is really fun because there's like a lot of so many interludes and like intro songs. So I have a lot of those in there. But yeah, so anyways, oh yeah, Waxing Gibbous tonight. Next phase is the full moon. So a lot of my songs are kind of on the brink of being a little bit upbeat, and I kind of like increase in like intricacy throughout the set. Like that was a very simple song, and then it kind of gets more intricate as we go down. So yeah, but let's get into it. I want to play everything, so yeah, everyone, you're along for the ride, and goodbye.
was just a trace hiding on your face, and I've learned it that way. Just another soul that really knows my soul, and you won't look at me. Does that take the price? How much I love those eyes, and they won't look at me. Now the rain has gone, but something lingers on. There's certain sadness here now that the sky is clear, and it's all so clear. It's all so clear to me now. And I can't help but fear that certain sadness here to stay.
Some say Atlanta, some say New York, some say Paris, France, but who knows? Where this flower
difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers. Yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. It's heaven when on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Hey guys.
Oh, hi. We're back.
We were mid-convo about classes next semester.
I was just in the middle of pulling up sis.
Yeah, I've been working on that. It is really hard, but I literally have to get into every single one of the classes that I have on my thing. Like I don't have any backups because it is like, it's all that works. It's a long story. I don't need to get into it right now.
Good luck.
Thank
you. Do you have a good time?
Yeah, I'm the first one.
Okay, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm declared, so I think my whatever. Anyways, so you guys just heard Love is a Losing Game, Amy Winehouse, favorite song ever, Certain Sadness by Astrid Gilberto, and then The Love Below intro by Outkast. I have been listening to the Speaker Box / Love Below album one night when I was home. Oh, dang it. I effed up. Anyways,
it's bound to happen at some point.
I know. I've been listening to that album. I listened to that album all the way through when I was home for spring break, and I had like a I had a crazy experience, and I was like, "Wow, this is so freaking good and produced so well." So, anyways, I've been really into that, and I've been really into Nerd also recently. They have some like really great stuff. So. I just thought that was such a cool... They have just a huge variety of music on the album, and it's super experimental, and I just love it. I want to shout out my family because they're all listening right now. Actually, they might not be listening anymore because they have to watch the March Madness game, but shout out you guys.
Who's playing today? Is this the men's?
I think it's the S... I don't know, but SDSU is in the final two, so go SDSU.
Oh, go UConn. My friend Dylan goes to UConn.
Okay, my friend Ice goes to UConn, and she's on the women's basketball team. So I'm conflicted. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But anyways, we have to stop getting off track. Okay, so that was also What a Difference a Day Makes. Everyone knows that song, obviously, but it's just such a classic, and it just is nice. It was in that movie Wave that I watched that we kind of talked about a few weeks ago that was crazy with like the guy and the girlfriend and like really good soundtrack that was in that, and it was like a really I feel like that song and film is like so great, like I don't know,
music and film really does a lot for both the music and the film.
I'm taking a music and film class semester.
Hopefully this is coming from someone who watches like no movies and listens to a lot of music, so.
okay yeah. And then next, I'm not gonna tell you what we have, but we have a few like songs in a different realm. So I'm gonna do those. I'm gonna do two. I'm gonna decide what I'm gonna do while it's happening, but you'll just see. But the next artist is like my favorite artist of all time, or group of all time. So, I mean, yeah.
That's
but
exciting.
Yeah, okay.
I'm enjoying it so far.
Thank you. Yeah, what do you think?
I'm loving it. You said it's like kind of like gonna be like a well-rounded like exploration of like all parts of your music taste. So I'm excited to see how you're gonna transition like from this point. I think everything you've played so far has flowed like really nicely, like one thing into the next.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for the next surprise.
Well timed.
The lonely sea. The lonely sea.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Hello. So you just heard... Ah! It literally just shot back. You just heard... Where did... Okay, Lonely Sea. That was the stereo version. Me and Constantine were talking about that. So I... Beach Boys, the Beach Boys are like my favorite. Specifically Brian Wilson. There's a great movie called Love and Mercy. Recommend. It's all about Brian Wilson and his crazy life. He was so mentally, physically, emotionally abused by everyone in his life, and he's schizophrenic and like all this stuff. So he's a genius, but his life is very unfortunate and sad. But I really like all of those Beach Boys songs that kind of like are clearly Brian Wilson created, like that song, like all those kind of depressing songs.
I wonder if they caught on to it, everyone else.
Well, they all knew. They all knew that he was, like, messed up.
Well, right, but did they know that, like, they were, like, abusing him?
I don't really know. Okay, some people did, but, like, the guys in the Beach Boys, like, his or whatever, like, the...
Like, did they think
the
they
bros,
were, is what I'm asking.
Like, I don't know if they really knew. It seems like they were kind of, like, indifferent. I don't know. I really just know what the movie portrayed, but... Everyone in like the management side knew, like he was really his dad.
Yeah, well,
and
it's
stuff.
The people, it's always the people who aren't like directly involved who can tell.
Yeah, but anyways, that song and In My Room are, and Disney Girls are like some of my faves. Anyways, and then that was How Many Times by the Wailers, Bob Marley, all that great song, just a good song, very nostalgic. And then we had Something to Do by Blood Orange, which is a little interlude. Everyone knows Blood Orange. Actually, Blood Orange is my favorite artist. So, oops. But he's just a mastermind as well. And then Orange Peeler by Horse Jumper of Love. That's just such a perfect little indie alternative song. I love, like, the distortion. And it's just, like, a it's just, I've always really liked that song. And then One Thing by Beach House, we love Beach House, can't go a show without playing Beach House. I just thought that song would fit well.
It did fit well.
Thank you.
It's a really good album too.
Yeah, it is. I think that's the most underrated album.
I totally agree. It's so good. It was also released like, I forget exactly when, but it was like 2 months after Depression Cherry or something. Like,
yeah, it was like a random right time. Nearby. And so then no one
totally got like overshadowed.
Yeah. No one really like knows that album.
Yeah.
Okay. PSA right. time, Constantine.
Yeah, I have a PSA. I have a choice actually for you.
Okay.
Am I allowed to like say two PSA names? Is that like, I don't know why that wouldn't be allowed. Animals or drunk driving?
Animals. I'm doing a philosophy paper on animals, so.
Let's do animals.
Okay.
Thinking, hold on, I'm in a really bad position here. Okay. Let's go again. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Hold on. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful. So next, I have a song from one of my favorite groups, and I actually don't know if it's I think it's a group, but I just found out that they just released an album. So this is a short song off of their album, and then two more songs, and then we have the big kicker at the end, the 12-minute song. So I'll talk before the last song as I close out.
I love long songs. I was literally like walking to class today thinking about how I love like 17-minute songs.
Irene. So let's go back into
Space
it.
Eight. I can name so many more.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye guys. We'll be back later. Thank you.
stayed up all night long, waiting for the fire egg in my heart to subside. It never happened. He was the most beautiful boy I'd ever seen, most beautiful boy I'd ever met. My favorite books, around the clock, scars of my knee. I see him behind my lids in a bright gray shirt. I see him tripping, running, falling, covered in dirt. I see a lot of these things lately, I know. I know none of it is real.
you catch me off
hey
guard
guys.
Here.
Hey guys. I know. Sorry. Hey guys. Okay, so
That was a really good song is what it was.
Mm-hmm. That was Kiao Kaha by Unknown Mortal Orchestra in their new album. That was like the only chill instrumental song that they had, and I wanted it to be a little transitional thing, and it's just really nice. I really like Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They have like a 20 minute song that's like actually insane that I really like. But I wasn't gonna do that because that takes too much time. And then Chosen by Blood Orange again, favorite artist. That song is really great. Deep cut. Yeah, so next we have, I had to cut one song, Cocktail Twins, I'm sorry, but yeah, sad. It's fine. We have to get through. So this next song, I have to give credits to my sister Kenzie. This is her song. But it's such a great song. So we'll close out and then we'll see you guys next week for Constantine's show.
Yeah,
very excited.
Tune in for me to play some stuff.
Yes.
I've had a lot of ideas. I don't know what's going to happen, but
we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. So this is Kim and Constantine and Mewn Music, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Metaphor Test Room Radio. Let's get into the last song. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
like a kid.